Sanders in here. I start. You better give me room and you better stand back from the Sennheiser because I might start spitting all over you when I start slinging lead. Time to wonder what it must be like to strap on a gun and pin on a bird and become a lawman. Well, it's the middle of the night, you wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning, and you find yourself straddling your wife, just wailing. Oh, yeah, she wakes up and goes, what are you doing? What are you doing? He says, oh, honey, I must have had a nightmare, I'm tired. I didn't mean to fatten your lip like that and knock those teeth out. It's the job, baby, it's the job. You know, when you're surrounded by perpetrators that want to move in on you and rearrange your face. Sometimes it's hard when I'm sleeping. I can't jump. The danger of walking into an alley with nothing but your gun and a flashlight. As you put some ice on her lip, goes back to sleep. You drift off for about an hour, and then you pick her up and, in a trance-like state. You throw her across the room into the dresser! The noise wakes you up. Oh, honey, I'm sorry. Didn't mean to rupture that disc there for you. Oh, so, you know, the pressure of driving 90 miles an hour, huh? You like to be able to snap of a finger. One false move, a tire blows out. A kid runs out in front of the squad car. You put that thing in a ditch. You're done. You're hammering out of the highway. I'm sorry. It's affecting my sleep. She says, well, I'm not sleeping in the same room with you anymore. If you're going to get violent in your sleep, I can't. Hey, don't worry, baby. It's over. It's over. Hey, look, I'm handcuffing myself to the bed. There you go. You sleep for about 20 minutes, and you reach in the nightstand, you grab your revolver, and you just take the room apart. Ah! She grabs you, honey! Honey, you're shooting up the house! Sorry, it's the job, it's the job! She said, well, maybe you ought to get some help. You say, help, I don't need help, but you hurriedly dress and drive away. Well, she takes it upon herself to call your captain and say, Captain, my husband would never come to you for help, but I think he needs help. I mean, you know, all that driving at 90 miles an hour, the shootouts, the robberies in progress, being attacked by gangs in alleys, I think it's taking a toll on him. The captain says, what do you mean gangs in alleys, 90 miles an hour? He's been working in the fingerprint department for the last 6 months. That night while you're sleeping, your wife grabs the nightstick and you say, and when you wake up screaming, she licks at you. I don't know what it is. All that ironing must be getting to me. It's driving me nuts. So knock it off before I take you down to bed and book it.